Over a century ago, it was common to have one-room schoolhouses to educate rural children through the eighth grade. However, one community in north-central Nebraska wanted their ranch kids to get a high school education, and what they created used the prairie soil as its foundation. The American Countryside returns after this.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Much of the area around Ainsworth, Nebraska is devoted to ranching. Kathy Burchill explains that it was fitting that one of the ranches is tied to the beginning of this town.
The first settlement here was around 1880, and that was the Cook and Tower Ranch on Bone Creek. Nanny Osborne, who dedicated the land for the county courthouse, she was the cook.
And while the town of Ainsworth served those ranches, the distance to get to town could be very large, especially with the transportation of the day. Carlene Boyle says that led to the establishment of a unique school in 1934.
There was three school districts that went together and built the sod schoolhouse so the kids could go to school.
But this was not just a country school. This was a high school in the middle of ranch country, made from the prairie sod.
During the Depression in the 30s, these ranchers didn't have a whole lot because it was so dry that the government had come in and taken the cattle and supposedly reimbursed them because there was no grass to feed them. So they had barely any income.
The sod high school was used for several years, helping provide a high school education to ranch kids far from town.
They had, 14 or 15 was the most amount of kids that they had in there at one time. So it had to be big enough for 15 kids plus the teachers.
The old sod high school is now gone. Transportation is improved, and most kids go back and forth to school each day. Some families with the largest distance to travel may still purchase or rent a home in town for their kids, or do so in conjunction with other families to provide a place where their children can live in town during the week to ease the burden of transportation. Traveling the countryside in Ainsworth, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.